We operate four flights between Dublin and Donegal every day, two round trips, and it enables people in Donegal to get to Dublin and either spend a short half day or a full day here without having to overnight, and it's like a 25-minute journey. So it's quite critical for the people in Donegal. It's also a very important part of our network in terms of being able to offer an additional destination to tourists coming to Dublin, which quite a few transfer on to our Donegal service. So I suppose our main concern here is the Dublin Airport cap, which has been put into effect, essentially is telling us that we have to reduce our passenger numbers next year because they're about 5% over the allowed maximum at the moment. That number is under review and submissions have been made, but in the meantime, we're quite concerned that the PSO route to Donegal is being included in that number, which essentially means we have to look on that as another commercial route, and it would obviously impact on our services to Donegal if we were to take action in that way.
And that's important because, as you've said, this route is a public service obligation route. It's supported by Europe because it's seen as a vital service to local communities in Donegal and as a vital link between the two areas. It's being treated, though, in exactly the same way as a Ryanair flight linking Dublin with Lanzarote, for instance.
Yeah, that's our problem, really. Donegal, as people will know, has no direct rail services and has no motorway links. So it's quite a long journey. So it takes an awful lot of time and costs a lot more in terms of petrol and tolls. So our problem here is that this route is being treated the same way as every other route. And we're asking the government to exclude Dublin-Donegal from the passenger cap, so that we don't have to take action. We're being instructed at the moment by the regulator that we need to take action to reduce our flights in line with the cap. And our worry there is Donegal has the lowest load factor of all of our network. In other words, the percentage of seats that we fill on a daily basis. And it also has the very lowest fares in all of our network. So on those purely commercial grounds, we'd be looking at Donegal if we're forced to in the same way as other routes. And we'd be saying, okay, well, if something has to go, it has to be here. And we don't agree with that. We're asking the government to intervene and to say, no, if it's a public service route, it doesn't get included in the cap.
Are we potentially looking at the loss of perhaps one, maybe two round trips a week?
You could be even looking at something worse than that, because we're being asked to make our own commercial decisions across the piece. And it may not even apply next year. But beyond next year, the contract comes up again for Dublin-Donegal. It goes out to public tender. And we'd have to ask the question, given that we're a commercial airline and if we don't make money, we're closed, we would have to start making commercial decisions regarding that in the context of limited connectivity. Whereas if it was excluded, it would give us the opportunity to continue and serve that community.